KCJD, in case anybody's interested. We got snow flurries in Pickens County, KC4FKD.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Rusty again, this KC4FKD. We got snow flurries over here right outside Easley.
Yeah, they said we were going to get them this morning. Well, I'm on my way to the post office to drop off some mail, pick up whatever junk mail and bills I got in the post office box, and then back to the house. I haven't got any plans to go anywhere else today until church time tomorrow.
Okay, I was just thinking that, well, the weather the way it is, be a good time to sit down and watch a John Wayne movie.
Well, if I had a John Wayne movie to watch, I would. And I'll get things reconnected. I've got some movies. I just got to get the CD player and the player hooked back up to it, and the VCR and all that hooked back up to the TV I put in now, so I can watch something this afternoon. Or I may just go online and watch something via my computer.
That'll work too. I gotta get something pulled up on YouTube. Excuse me, they friend of mine preaching in a church not far from here asked me to come run the sound, and they putting in some new sound equipment, so I gotta go on YouTube and learn how to work it.
Well, it'd be a good idea to do that before you do start trying to work it, that's for sure. And all. Yeah, that's always a good thing. And I try to do that and get things going. Got all kinds of big trailers showing up over here near the church on this road where I go by over here. And they got one tractor trailer out there, and now they're bringing in a big fifth wheel unit of some sort. I don't know what they're doing out there, but they must be planning something big at that church this weekend.
Okay. Yeah, I hope I get their things in order like they need to be. But, yeah, there's a new digital mixer. They're not like the old analog ones. They're quite complex. They say, oh, we designed them simple, but that's easier said than done when it tries to come to figure out time to work one.
Not particularly if you can't meet up with the guy that installed it who can give you the 50-cent tour over it. And we had a new system put in our church last year, and we had the same one for about 10 years, and it was finally crapping out on us, and parts weren't working in this, so we have a new pretty well digital system installed now, and everything is recorded on a hard drive inside the device, and then transfer it to clean that off and transfer it to audio sticks to put on a website and all that stuff now.
Okay, that's interesting. I have run a digital mixer before, and they're quite different machines. They're not quite user friendly as the old ones are. But anyway, as a guy at work, I'm trying to get him interested in taking the test and becoming a ham. He used to work for Radio Shack years ago. I told him, I said, well, what you know, you shouldn't have to study too much. You can get your ticket.
Did you stress to him that he doesn't have to learn CW anymore?
Yeah, I told him that, and he went online and started taking one of the practice tests, and he got halfway through it, and something happened to his internet connection or something, and it quit. But he said he was doing pretty good, so I'm trying to encourage him.
Well, that's what we need to do, encourage more people to get into our hobby. Unfortunately, too many of them are becoming silent keys. I got an email the other day from somebody who used to be a ARRL section, assistant section manager, passed away the other day, and a notice come out from ARRL this week about his passing, and one of the clubs I belong to, we've had three people in the last 4 months pass away in our club. From our group there, so that's, you lose things like that, and we don't seem to be getting enough of the younger folks into it anymore.
Roger. Well, this guy's I guess he's about 4 years older than I am, but he said he used to enjoy being on the CB back in the day. Well, I told him, I said, well, you'd really enjoy the hams. And I said, get you a radio where you can just listen, and hopefully he'll get interested if he does that.
Yeah, you get any one of those little bell things that are not really expensive. You can buy for $30 or less. That'll let you. They're pretty good on listening. I mean, not for broadcasting, but they work. I've got one of those I used to use for something else. Picked it up real inexpensively. So anyway, but I'm just motoring out here to the post office and gonna drop this mail in, check, see what's in the mailbox, and then head back to the house.
Alrighty, well, I gotta run by the battery store and pick up some batteries. I got a device at home that needs some, and then go into Publix, and I like going there and buying some of their fruits and vegetables. Anyhow, good talk to you, Rusty. I'll let you go. I'm about to get on the road with a bunch of traffic, so hope you have a good rest of the day. KC4SKD, I'm clear on your file.
Okay, that worked out just good, because I'm getting ready to turn into the post office parking lot right now. Talk to you later. Have a good one. KC4SKD, W2T, 73s for now.